finger bowls. Whatever happened to finger bowls? A bowl of water that dinner guests use to rinse their fingers. What do we have now? Wet wipes. Really? There's no comparison in my mind. Wet wipes require you to open the package that it's contained in. That in itself can be challenging for some of us. Do we use our teeth? A knife? Do we rip it open with our hands? Bottom line, opening a wet wipe is not a slam dunk. Then, once opened, you have to unfold the wipe. Once you've wiped your hands, then you have to do something with the wipe, which is now dirty and needs to be thrown away. But there's no place to throw it away when you're sitting at a dinner table, either in a restaurant or in someone's home. No one provides waste baskets under the dining room table for individuals to have a place to dispense their used wet wipes. Now compare this to a finger bowl. Let's be honest. There's an elegance associated with using a finger bowl. There is something special about a round, usually clear, see-through bowl sitting either in the center of a dining room table or alongside your place setting. The bowl of water usually has a slice or two of lemon in it, or a flower or flower leaves, or a sprig of mint may be floating in it. It not only cleans the fingers, but it also eliminates the odor of food from the hands. It is a statement from the server or the cook or the host that we want you, the guest, to have the best dining experience you can have. It is something extra special. At the same time, the finger bowl is unbelievably functional. All one has to do is lightly dip your fingers, one hand at a time, into the laced with lemon slices, lukewarm, half-filled bowl of water. Most finger bowls are 4 to 5 inches in diameter. Once immersed, you can pull out your cleansed fingers and daintily dry them off with your napkin. How simple is that? When was the last time you sat down for a meal and there was a finger bowl on the table? Finger bowls have somehow faded from our dining tables. Finger bowls were much more prevalent in the 1800s. They began to decline in use during World War I when the U.S. Food Administration instructed restaurants to do away with excess silver, bone china, and glassware. During the heyday of finger bowls, there was an accepted etiquette surrounding their use. In a more formal meal, the finger bowl was usually brought out when dessert was served to each individual's place setting. After dessert, the guest will use the finger bowl before excusing themselves from the table. At more informal meals, the finger bowl could be brought out at any time during the meal. Further, the proper etiquette is to daintily dab the tips of your fingers into the bowl, not your entire hand. And the lemon in the bowl is not supposed to be squeezed or even touched. You may ask, why, Neil, are you talking about finger bowls? Well, last evening, I went to a crab boiled dinner event where all the guests were using their hands to devour the phenomenal Dungeness crab meat. Even when using all the tools one normally uses to get at crab meat, the meat located in its legs and torso, your fingers and hands get overrun with juices and smells from the crab. What to do? As I looked around my table for a finger bowl, all I could find were two little packages of wet wipes. Oh my God, I said to myself, this situation needs a finger bowl. I asked the waitress if it would be possible, and sure enough, in a few minutes, she delivered a large finger bowl for all of us to use. It felt great to put my fingers into the bowl of water, which had slices of lemon. I asked myself after this, what has happened to finger bowls? I realized that I missed them. It's one thing to have finger bowls at a very fancy dinner, but it's another thing to have finger bowls available when you're eating finger foods during a more informal meal. Corn on the cob, fried chicken, asparagus, clams, mussels, Dungeness crabs, to name a few. Imagine what a thrill it would be for your guests if you provided finger bowls the next time you serve dinner at your home or apartment. Or for that matter, what would happen if the next time you were in a restaurant that supplies you with some wet wipes, you instead asked the waiter or waitress if it would be possible to have a finger bowl instead? I'm all for a revival of finger bowls.
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit neilstrips.com. That's neilstrips.com. Like the podcast? Help us grow our listenership. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.